Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump expressed deep sympathy Tuesday night for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic here in the country, a marked contrast from her husband, President Donald Trump, who often has dismissed the impact of the infectious disease and said it will disappear. Speaking on the second night of the Republican National Convention, the First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the U.S. and infected more than 5.7 million more, with both of those figures the highest for any country across the globe. The President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his reelection chances on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden, with him dismissing its danger early in the year and saying it would soon disappear. Trump has touted unproven remedies, promised the vaccine as a preventative measure, and sooner, saying that experts will say to be the case for the vaccine, months refusing to wear a mask in public and saying he did not see it for himself. Other speakers voicing support for the president included Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was prompted a controversy by speaking to the Republican convention on Trump's behalf from Israel while on his diplomatic mission to the Jewish state. Typically, the U.S. diplomat has not played a role in U.S. elections and has been viewed as apolitical, representing the U.S. and overseas relations rather than the political party of the president who appointed him or her. A handful of Democrats have criticized Pompeo for breaking the tradition of staying out of the presidential race. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The father of Jacob Blake, the U.S. black man who was shot Sunday by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. He was shot in the back by police following a confrontation with officers. Police have said little about the incident, commenting only that they were responding to a domestic dispute. The shooting was captured on cell phone video and led to two nights of unrest in the southeastern Wisconsin city located between Milwaukee and Chicago. Protesters led by Black Lives Matter activists planned to march on Tuesday. The shooting occurred nearly 3 months after the May 25th death of a black man in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The death of George Floyd sparked nationwide protests against perceived police brutality and racism. The sentencing hearing for the New Zealand mosque shooter resumed for a third day in Christchurch on Wednesday. The Australian white supremacist Brenton Harrison Tarrant killed 51 worshippers at two mosques during the March 2019 attacks. Tarrant pleaded guilty back in March to 51 counts of murder and the 40 counts of attempted murder and one count of terrorism, the first terrorism conviction in New Zealand's history. Could become the first person in the country to be sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole, the toughest sentence available. And Pakistan said Tuesday it was hopeful about prospects of U.S.-backed peace talks between Afghanistan's warring parties to end the country's long conflict. The optimism stemmed from a meeting by the Pakistani foreign minister and the Afghan Taliban delegation on Tuesday. The proposed talks are the product of the February 29th landmark peace deal the U.S. signed with the Taliban to help end decades of the Afghan violence and allow all U.S. troops to withdraw from the country by the middle of next year. The deal called for the Taliban to free 1,000 Afghan security forces they held captive. In exchange, the Afghan government was supposed to release up to 5,000 insurgent prisoners. While the Taliban has already released in phases all the detainees since the swap began in April, Kabul has freed all but 320 Taliban prisoners. Afghan officials have cited security concerns and pressure from the foreign governments for not setting the remaining prisoners free. The detainees, they maintain, are involved in deadly attacks against Afghans and citizens from other countries. And a Jamaican Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt self-quarantining at home after testing positive for the coronavirus. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.